Lady Tudaiti Moxon is a Māori health advocate and, of course, with Whānau Water, and has strong connections as well to Te Pāti Māori. She is in Waitangi. She says the Crown is continuing to oppose Māori health claimants and those that support them by filing a memorandum to table a bill before the House of Representatives to essentially tell the tribunal to wait. Lady Tudaiti Moxon is with us. Tudaiti, tēnā koe.
Nice to be here.
I'm not so familiar with the term. Perhaps you could explain for our listeners, please, what the non-interference case law that's been filed, what does that do?
Well, we're basically saying that the Waitangi Tribunal cannot interfere in the processes of the Crown as they go about doing their business. But in actual fact, what we've discovered is that, and we have put this to the Waitangi Tribunal as well, that it doesn't apply here. And the reason it doesn't apply here is because the Waitangi Tribunal can inquire into any policy, any ordinance, any act that is in breach of Te Tiriti.
How does it connect to the government's 100-day agenda to disestablish Taka Whaiora, the Māori Health Authority?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. It's purely political. This whole thing is purely political. The worst of it is that Māori have been used as political footballs for years and years and years. And their anti-Māori stance in the name of being, basically calling us racist or calling us Māori biased or whatever, race-based, has really resonated with a lot of people who really do not understand the ramifications of what they're doing, because basically what this government is saying is there is only one sovereign government, and that is us, and we are the ones who can make any decision that we so desire, so wish to do. And that's been my biggest nowhere, because of course under the Te Tiriti o Waitangi, it is a covenant between two peoples, the Crown and Māori and our iwi. And so here we are again, having to explain ourselves to this nation after having signed the treaty in 1840. And I've got to say, it's really tiresome when you work so hard, because we've been working on the establishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, really, since 2005, when we first took our claim to the Waitangi Tribunal.
It seems very provocative, once again, doesn't it? And challenges the authority of the tribunal. I mean, we've already had to deal with a tribunal that can only make recommendations. It doesn't have binding powers. And it does seem like it's not just the Māori Health Authority they want to dismantle, but also the mahi of the Waitangi Tribunal. Look, it hasn't been perfect over the years since it was established in 75, but it has certainly pushed our rights forward. What do you make of the tribunal, its work, and the focus that others are putting on it now? The future seems uncertain.
Yes, well, it's always been political, because it always seems like it's for Māori only and nobody else. But in actual fact, this is the one place that we can go to voice our grievances in terms of breaches against us. And this tribunal has been really the saving grace of many of our treaty settlements that have taken place, where land was stolen, where they had raupatu and whatnot. And slowly that they have begun to whakatika that. But there's still a huge amount of work that needs to be done in terms of the understanding of people in this country. That's number one. But the thing about the Waitangi Tribunal is it has almost 50 years of experience, 50 years of experience in Te Tiriti jurisprudence. They are the experts in this field. They are the experts in knowing what's right and what, you know, wrong in terms of breaches of Te Tiriti. And I've got to say, you know, this, the breaches of Te Tiriti are never ending.
Tēnā koe, what have you made so far of the hui at Waitangi? And we know that the government connections, the three parties, are making their way north today or will be welcomed on. What sort of reception are you anticipating? How do you think our people have handled the heat, so to speak, in Waitangi?
Well, I think that it's very important that our people are challenging them. You know, the King called a meeting of Aotearoa, of Māori all over the country, who came together on the 20th of January. And it was very clear that the King was calling for kotahitanga, to bring everybody, to unite people, to unite us. And I think that, you know, for the first time in a long time, we felt united as a people. You know, as I stand here, Dale, I'm watching a huge line of people walking towards the treaty whare, and they're all from all carrying white flags, and there's a whole line of them coming in onto the grounds. So that'll be very interesting on the news tonight too.
Look, our generation have been through this before. How heartened are you seeing younger faces interested in the political dynamics that are at play here and gaining experience as to what to do next in the decades ahead?
Yeah, but you know, the issue that I have is how many more generations need to fight the fight? How many more generations need to work so hard to make changes that are actually supportive of things Māori, supportive of our language, supportive of our culture, supportive of who we are, our ways of doing, our ways of being, you know, and having to explain it every single time and having to protect it. And, you know, it's an ongoing battle. And do we really, you know, I'm in awe of the generations that are coming out of Kura Kaupapa, you know, Kōhanga Reo Kura Kaupapa, all those hard yards that we all put in as very young parents, and now our children are taking their rightful place as leaders. But the fight is the same fight that all our tipuna fought for, you know, and Arawiri Waititi from the Māori Party yesterday stood up and said, we want our own parliament. We want our own, so we can lead ourselves, as we have tried and done in the past. And they set one up at Waipatu in Hastings. And so basically he's saying that's what we should be aiming for, that's what we should be going for. Because unless we protect our own rangatiratanga, it will always be taken off us and used against us as a political football. You know, and that's what's happened at every single election. So what we've been doing, and you know, is basically we go with the flows. They change the policies. They do what they want, and you know, it's at our detriment. It's at the detriment of our children. And then they have the audacity to say, you know, what are you going to do about your children who are not in school? You know, instead of looking at themselves and saying, hey, is our school system, is our education system the right kind of education system for their children who are not engaged with it? You know, those are the questions they should be asking themselves, not saying to us as Māori, what are you going to do about it? Because they create the problems, and then they blame us. They blame us for our children not participating in a system that is inherently against everything that we believe in.
Tēnā koe, and I thank you for sharing some kōrero. It's been stimulating to see what is occurring there, but also very disappointing, as you say, that the fight must go on. Does it have an end? Only time will tell. Joining us from Waitangi, Lady Tudeiti Moxon, Mihatu Kakwe, Tipai, Kia ora te Watukwe.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. You're with Urban Māori Radio, Dr. George Lake.